Mr. Mohammed Nasser, HMD, SSC here, dictating for Dr. Maher Elder. Date of service is January 25, 2013. Patient name is Vernagene Parkinsonian, VERNAJEAN, space, PARSKDALE. Date of birth is 4/13/1935. Primary care physician, please place primary care physician information on page 1 of note, September 14, 2012. Period. Next paragraph, cardiology clinical. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleague, I have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Parkinsdale, B-A-R-S-D, B-A-R-S-K-D-A. Who you know is a very pleasant solitary, you're all female with best medical history of sitting for uncontrolled diabetes, mellitus, hypertension, and deep vein thrombosis. And she's in her clinic today for a follow-up. Here, next paragraph, on today's visit, patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, dyspnea, or exertion, orthopnea, PND, or palpitations. She also denies any claudication or lower limb edema. She also denies syncopal or presyncopal events, headaches, visual loss, limb weakness, and any other system. Period. Paragraph. Best medical history. Significant for 1. Uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Next number, hypertension. Next number, deep vein thrombosis. Period. Next paragraph. Best medical history. Significant for knee surgery. Period. Next paragraph, social history, patient denies any smoking, drinking alcohol, or intravenous drug use. Period. Next paragraph, family history, significant coronary disease in her mother, and diabetes mellitus in her sister. Period. Next paragraph, allergies, patient is allergic to IV dye. Period. She's also allergic to codeine. Period. Next paragraph, current medications, please paste current medications on page 2 of note, September 14, 2012. Period. Next paragraph, physical examination. Vital signs on today's visit, blood pressure was 115, was 75, pulse 69, weight 180, height 5 feet 5 inches, BMI is 30.0. Period. Please cut and paste normal physical exam template. Here, next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. 2D echocardiogram done on January 22, 2013. Showed there is mild constrictive left ventricular hypertrophy with the normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction between 60-65%. The aortic valves appears to be sclerotic with mildly without stenosis. There's a trace of triglyceride regurg, and there is mild to moderate pulmonary hypertension. Period. Next paragraph, EKG, done on September 14, 2012, showed normal axis with a heart rate of 64 ppm. A corrected QT interval with 432 milliseconds. Overall assessment, intermittent ECG considers anterior myocardial infarction. Her EKG was admitted to the hospital at the time of this exam and showed no ischemic changes. For your next paragraph, chest x-ray, then on September 3rd, 2012, showed left lower lobe atelectasis or infiltrate with a small pleural effusion, no pneumothorax, also showed increased pulmonary vascular congestion. Period. Next paragraph, serous troponins and myoglobin were within normal lumbar limits. Period. Next paragraph, stress test done on September 4th, 2012. Next scan, myoview. The patient was free of any symptoms, even with a lexicon injection. The test was negative for myocardial ischemia. Myocardial perfusion study. Done on September 4th, 2012, so normal. Plan to respect my view perfusions, myocardial scan following the administration of lexicon, examination of the wall, motion shows normal, and homogeneous contraction of the left ventricular with no area of ekinesis, hypokinesis, or dyskinesis. Period, there is normal wall thickening. The left ventricular ejection fraction is 78%. Reading paragraph, lower extremity. Duplex ultrasound on February 25, 2012. On the right, there is occlusion of the common femoral artery, profunda femoris, and the proximal and distal superficial femoral veins. Partially occlusive changes are seen in the saphenous vein as well as the mid femoral vein and the popliteal vein, the deep vein. System of the right lower extremity is not compared as well. The left lower extremity deep venous assessment reveals partial occlusion and non-compressibility of the common femoral and saphenous veins and complete occlusion from the profunda foramen to the popliteal vein. The inferior vena cava is patent and visualized. Paired next paragraph assessment plan. Coronary heart disease assessment. On today's visit, the patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, dyspnea, on exertion, palpitation, orthopnea, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. She had a stress test done on September 3rd, 2012, and a myocardial perfusion scan done on September 4th, 2012. Both of them were negative for ischemic changes. Her EKG was also negative for ischemic changes. All these tests were done after she was admitted to the hospital for chest pain. Her cardiac enzymes were measured serially, and they were negative. For myocardial infarction, all these tests were done after she was admitted in the hospital on September 3rd, 2012 for chest pain, because of the chest pain is likely to be non-cardiac since all of these investigations were normal. We recommend her to continue her current medications. Period. Also, a 2D echocardiogram was done on January 22, 2013. Showed that the ejection fraction was between 60-65%, with overall left ventricular systolic function was normal. Showed the echo also showed there is mild to moderate pulmonary hypertension with mild tricuspid regurg. Period. These tests were encouraging, and we recommend the patient to follow up with us within 3 to 4 months. Period. Next number. Peripheral vascular disease assessment on today's visit. Patient denies any symptoms of claudication. She is a diabetic, hypertensive, and at risk for development of peripheral vascular disease. So the segmental ABI was requested. At this time, results are not available. The patient is instructed to continue seeing her primary care physician regarding this matter. Regarding the foot ulcer, the patient has to follow up with her podiatrist. Period. Next number. Hypertension. Today's visit. Patient blood pressure was 115 over 75, which is slightly correction, which is in the normal range that we are looking for. Blood pressure ideally should be below 140 over 180. 140 over 180 millimeters of mercury. Since she is diabetic, we recommend her blood pressure to be below 130 over 184. We recommend her to continue taking her medications and was advised to be on a low-salt diet and continue to monitor her blood pressure with her primary care physician. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Barksdale, B-A-R-S-K-D-A-L. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. In the meantime, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. We will see her back in 3 to 4 months with the result. We will see her back for a follow-up visit within 3 to 4 months. Sincerely, Mohammed Nasser, M.O.H.A. M.E.D., N.A.S.S.E.R., medical student, dictating for Dr. Meher Elder, with all of our certifications and dictation to you.